Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Jace is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he's getting ghosted by a woman named Kara. Before we get into finding out about the date, Jace, how long has it been since you heard from Kara?
It's been a little over a week.
And how many times have you tried to reach out to her?
I mean, I tried to reach out to her the next day, just because so much happened, you know, so I thought we were kind of on good terms, I guess, that we were on, you know, it's like we hooked up after our first date. So I thought we should be able to like talk or something.
That sounds pretty logical to me, yeah. But it sounds like you have a lot to tell us. So can we back up and start from the beginning?
Sure. So we were set up on a blind date by my friend Justin. I guess he told me that I have similar communication styles with this person, so I was like very interested. And so we ate at like a very like, I don't know, it was like American fusion, you know, they had like everything just in case like she had dietary, like I thought about everything, you know what I mean? In case she had any kind of dietary restrictions or anything like that.
Okay.
She gets there. And you know, we introduced ourselves, you know, we, at first, you know, it's tough, you know, it's a first date, you know what I mean? But we started actually having a lot in common. You know, she started talking to me about her work. I started telling her about mine. And then one thing led to another, you know, we had a couple of drinks, you know, I'm big on wine. And so like, you know, she really liked that. And so I was talking to her about that. And, all of a sudden, you know, we're laughing and she's like kind of laughing at all my jokes. So I usually take that as a cue, you know what I mean? Like I take that as a cue that I'm doing a good job. You know, they've always told me like to watch for that when you're on like a first date, if the lady's laughing, it's all good. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And so we're, you know, things are popping. 2 hours later, you know, she's like sitting next to me, you know, and we're like really like, you know, starting to like touch hands, you know, and make contact. And she feels very, I could tell she feels really comfortable near me.
That's hot.
You know,
wow.
She's like playing with her hair.
I love the hair thing, man.
But isn't a first date playing with somebody's hair a lot?
I thought.
Exactly. I was like, you want to play with my hair? And then she started playing with my hair.
Wait, you were playing with each other's hair on the first date?
She was playing with my, I was like, you should play with my hair too, you know? And then she started playing with my hair. I started playing with her hair. We started like playing with each other's hair. And, you know, next thing you know, we're at my place. And, you know, we are like
playing with other stuff.
Exactly.
Okay.
Just awesome. I mean, we had such a good night. We even had like, we talked afterward, which is like, so I'm like, okay, this is definitely gonna, I think she's serious. Like, this is more than just like a hookup, you know? And you know, I go to work, I'm super excited. I tell my friends, you know, okay, what's up? I text her, you know, and, I have a very like time consuming job. I work with numbers. So like I text her and I was like, okay, by the time I look at this, I'm sure she's going to answer, you know, it was like the end of the day and nothing. And I was like, okay, maybe she's like doing that dating thing, you know, what people do. Like they like, it's called like nagging, I guess, or something.
What is that?
like, you know, like when, oh, I'll take 3 days before I make a move. So you don't know that you're like too thirsty or like, you're like, you know, whatever. But I don't play that.
I don't
know?
Either.
You shouldn't.
Every day I send her a text the next day being like, is everything okay? And nothing, you know? And so now it's been like a little over a week now.
That's weird.
And yeah. And I'm like, what happened, you know? And I really thought everything was good. So I'm just trying to figure out what's going on and wanting to kind of hear from her because it just felt so, I don't know, authentic.
There's nothing that could have been the reason why she's not hitting you back?
Like, I mean, she could have said, I mean, she did say that she had like a new job and that life was kind of crazy right now. She did mention that. So it could be, you know, also like, I have like a bad track record, you know, with like relationships, you know, I've just been with some crazy people. And so I'm just wondering if maybe like, you know, my friend told her something or okay. I don't know, you know. Right.
Well, we'll try to figure it out, man. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you and then get you another date. Try to get you another date if you still want one, okay?
Sounds great. Let's see what happens.
All right, let's do it. We'll play a song, come back, do your first date, follow up right after this.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knix Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knix's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
If you're just joining us for today's first date follow-up, Jace is on the phone with us. He's not getting a call back from a date he went on with a woman named Kara. And we're about to call her and see if we can find out why he's getting ghosted and maybe get him another date. Before we call her, Jace, why don't you refresh everybody's memory on your date with Kara?
I went on a really amazing romantic date. Thought I had chemistry with this girl. We hooked up, haven't heard from her in over a week. Don't know what's going on, and I want to find out what's up.
The cool. date sounded hot, so that is kind of, I want to know what happened
yeah,
too.
Here we go. I'm going to dial her phone number right now, okay?
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Kara, please?
This is she.
Kara, hi, how are you? My name is Jubal. I host a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, I'm Nina, also on The Jubal Show.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
What's up, Kara?
How are you? What's new in your world?
Just, you know, dating. Is this what this is about?
Yeah, this is a first date follow-up. You went out on a date with somebody, and now you're ghosting them, and they emailed us about you.
Oh, no.
And?
It's Jace.
Okay.
Okay, not even a guess. You just know.
So,
yes.
So you know that you're ghosting him on purpose?
I hate the word ghosting, but it's, I'm sure he's told you we went on a date. It was really, really great. But honestly, I've been seeing someone else. But it's not in a serious level, so I've just kind of been debating between Jace and this other guy, and I just don't know. When I was set up with Jace, our friend didn't know that I was seeing somebody else. I didn't expect it to go as well as it did. I didn't expect to, you know, hook up with him, and I didn't expect it to be so good. And that's why.
Oh.
But if the other situation that you're in isn't serious, then technically you can still see Jace as even both, as long as you're honest. If you want to, I mean, that's up to you.
Yeah. You know, I've never been in this kind of situation, and I've been kind of feeling guilty and messed up about it because I'm like, I can't decide between two guys. It's like,
but I don't feel like you have to.
Yeah.
You're a bachelorette.
Unless you're exclusive with the other.
Yeah. Until you have the conversation, you don't have to, because just know right now that the guys are not exclusive until they have that conversation with you too. So.
Yeah. No, of course. I just didn't know if I was, you know, in my mind justifying what I did. And so I did a horrible thing, which was ghost him, because I didn't know how to handle the situation.
Okay.
But you're not like official with the other guy that you've been dating.
I'm not official with him. I guess he got the, you know, he was first.
But so do you think, is he into you? Like, do you like him better? Are you wishing that this goes farther? Is that why?
No, I mean, I really, really, really like Jace, and the, you know, the other guy is a great guy as well. So I guess I just would need to make a decision. Or
Kara, you are in the best situation of all time. I think you don't have to do what I say, but my suggestion is relax. Enjoy the ride. Let two people like be into you, and you not have to feel bad about it or worry about a thing. Just go with it. And at some point, one of them will decide to step up if a relationship's what you want, or if it's not, just do whatever you want. Like, you're okay. It's okay for people to date more than one person at a time, as long as it's communicated and honest.
You could get them both together in the same room and then see what happens.
Well, that's Jubal's all about that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's all kinds of options, obviously.
They sound like a win-win-win to me.
They do, yeah, for sure.
Well, Kara, you obviously listen to the show, so you probably, do you remember how this goes?
You guys are going to tell him, right? Or he's on the line.
Yes, he
already
is. Yes.
He is.
Hi, Jace.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I just, you heard everything? I don't know how you feel about that. And I'm so sorry
Look, it's a little messed up. It's a little messed up. I heard everything you said, but, you know, I would like to go out on another date. And if that can put me, you know, if I can, you know, if it can raise my chances, you know, raise the odds and put myself farther than the other guy. I don't know if you're willing to do that, but it just sounds like you learned a lot of stuff and I'm still really interested.
So you don't mind that she's dating another dude right now?
I mean, you guys are right. You know what I mean? I mean, like I said, it's messed up, but like hearing her talk about it and hearing you guys talk about it, like, I don't know. I'm willing to try and see if I can, like, maybe she might want to stay with me. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah. Well, so does that mean, Jace, that you're going to be seeing other people too, or no? Just out of curiosity.
We'll see. You know, okay. We'll see. All right. We'll see.
Everybody's flowing. Yeah. I'm so terrible at going with the flow, but I love it.
Okay. I mean, I, if you're down, Jace, I'm definitely down to go on another date with you. You know, it'll be my treat.
Yeah. Okay. I'm down with that. And, you know, maybe if you could just like, you know, if you do, I don't know, like we can maybe talk about it. Like if things, like if you are seeing somebody else and it gets really serious and I'm seeing somebody else and it gets really like, maybe we can like just talk about it, you know, like maybe we can use this as an example, I guess. You know,
sounds very mature.
It is. Yep. It's like the Bachelorette. My skin's already crawling.
I'm like applauding both of you right now.
I want to be like that.
And I mean, you know, you did say, you know, I did hear, and like, tell me if I'm wrong. Do my ears deceive me that, you know, you really enjoyed, you know, the sexy time? I mean, you were surprised, you know, maybe I could surprise you some more. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think I know the answer to this. Kara, would you like another date with Jace? We'll pay for it.
Oh, wow. Yes. I would. Yes, of course.
Yes. Say yes. I was going to say yes, please.
Congratulations, yeah. Kara.
Amazing.
I mean, this is exciting for you too, Jace, but I just feel like so congratulations to Kara. I mean, girl, yeah. Just do you, boo.
Yep. Congratulations. And Jace, you did get a second date, so congratulations to you too.
It's a win-win.
All around.
Damn, now you might win.
Why'd you make it about you?
They got a happy ending. Happy for you guys.
Jubal knows where you can get one of those.
Jubal's first date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney. Online at advocateslaw.com.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.